Fourth quarter about to begin. They fixed the stats, so they're a little late getting to us. We won't worry about them. Raider ball to start the fourth. 47-43. Warsaw with the lead. Johnson out on the right. Looking to go back door, but Martin has Bales tied up. Scholl fakes one hand off, fakes another. Drives in on Sullivan, got to the baseline, got away with a huge walk. Radiker runs into Gould and then backs away from it. High pick and roll, down to the baseline. Radiker slips it inside to Scholl against Gould. He turns into a triple team. Back to Radiker in the corner. Didn't catch it cleanly. He'll drive to the right. Bricker swats it out of bounds. He got all that one. Bricker saw that move coming. Didn't come in time to get his body in front, but definitely got his hand in front. Knocked that one over to Ryan Bales, the athletic director at Northridge and a pretty good basketball coach back in his day and a pretty good basketball player before that. Bales, top of the circle, back to the basket. One-on-one against Martin. Backs him down in. Falls and fires and shoots a lefty and shoots it in. Mason Bales has eight. It's 47-45. Warsaw by two. Gould through the center circle. Dribbles right, hands back to Bricker. Bricker sees some space, drives right, takes it in, puts it up, puts it in, but we have a foul on the drive. Out of bounds to the Tigers. Johnson with a foul, his first. That's just the fourth, nope, check that, the fifth foul called against Northridge the whole game. In the corner, Martin out to Sullivan, who's played a lot of minutes again here tonight. Carson Gould, right side Martin, guarded by Bales, back to Carson Gould, now to Finlinson, left side to Bricker. Bricker poked at by Johnson, throws it out to Finlinson. We had 13 points in the second quarter. And a bad pass by Finlinson, it's rolling around, it's taken away. Bales the steal. Bales racing up the sideline to Radiker left wing. Down to Scholl on the block against Sullivan, ran him over. No whistle, Scholl shoots it, missed it. He got his own rebound in the lane, kicks it back out. Johnson for three, it's good. Northridge leads 48-47 with 6:15 left. How is that not a charge? How is it not 3 seconds? They called neither. And Johnson rang the bell. Carson Gould down the lane, spins in, backdoor cut, Martin. Reverse layup, foul call. And the Northridge players put their hands on their heads like they can't believe that was a foul. I think they called a foul on, well, they called it on Bales. Mason Bales with his second. Martin at the free throw line, just 5 of 8 last Saturday at Harrison, 66% for the season. The first one's in the air, and it's good. Martin ties the game at 48. That's our sixth tie in our first since it was 11-11. We've had five lead changes. Finlinson comes out, Meidenberger's in. Martin now shoots for his eighth point and to give Warsaw the lead back. It's up there, and it's right down the middle. 8 points for Brant Martin. Those are his first two since the first quarter. 49-48. Tigers by one. 5:50 left to go in the fourth. Bales up the baseline. Weaves his way through traffic. Puts it up and in on a foul. Bales trying to take over the game. He's got 10. Score the field goal. The foul is on Sullivan. That's his second. Bales averages 18.5 a game. Scholl gets a break. They bring Cranston back in. Anytime that Scholl goes out, it becomes a very small lineup for Northridge. Bales' free throw is good. He's an 80% free throw shooter, so you don't expect him to miss very often. Raiders back in front, 51-49. Gould fakes the handoff, takes it to the right corner. Looks for cutters. Drives now to the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Finds a cutting Bricker out of the right. He'll force it up. And it's blocked by Johnson out of bounds. Out of bounds. Carson Gould will throw it in. Baseline right on the court to our right. Still 5.5 minutes to go. Still a long way to go in this game. Carson Gould gets it into Berger. Berger holding right of the key beyond the arc. Now to Gould between the circles. Carson surveys as Campbell gets close enough to start a count. Off of Sullivan's screen, he goes left. Hands back to Bricker. Bricker bounces to the near side for Berger. Berger is called for traveling. Raiders have all the momentum now. They lead by two. They've got the ball, 5:19 to go. Radiker's got the ball. He'll walk it up through the center circle. Near side, Johnston. Johnson out top for Cranston. Cranston back to Johnson. Looking for a cutter. Nobody open. Johnson hands back to Bales near the center line at the center circle. Berger not close enough for a count. Now he is. Bales dribbles left off a high screen. Martin now picks him up. Bales starts four. Hard drive down the lane. Kicks it out. A whistle. Offensive foul call. Offensive foul called on Bales, who ran over Sullivan down in the lane. And Warsaw's got the ball back down by two. Jaeger is in the game for the Tigers. Berger comes out. Finlinson to the scorer's table to check in. He comes in to give Martin a quick break. It won't be for long. 4:47 left. JV game was a 6-point Raider win. This or 8-point Raider win. This one looks like it's going right down to the wire, too. Gould pounds the dribble out on the left. Finlinson out top. Back to Gould. He'll hold waist high and wait for movement. Left side, Sullivan back out to Gould. Gould off a Jaeger screen. To the elbow. Makes a fake. Picks up his dribble. Right corner, Finlinson. He's well covered by Campbell. Timeout, Warsaw. It's a full. That's all they have left. 4:22 to go. Northridge, 51. Warsaw, 49. We're back in 30 on News Now, Warsaw. Let's reset the scene for you. 4:22 left to go in the game. Northridge, 51. Warsaw, 49. Team fouls, one against Warsaw this quarter. Northridge has three. The possession arrow belongs to Warsaw in the next held ball. It's out of bounds. The Tigers near sideline between the center line and the volleyball line. It's Gould, Bricker, Sullivan, Finlinson, and Jaeger for Matt Moore, who has two timeouts left, and the Raiders have three fulls and a minute. Bricker gets the inbounds pass. He'll walk it up through the center circle. Dribbles left against Johnson. Picks up his dribble. Finds Sullivan between the circles. He turns into Bales, and they're going to call an offensive foul. Sullivan turned. He got close enough to Bales that Bales just threw his head backwards. And it's out of bounds to Northridge on the offensive foul by Sullivan, which is his third. 4:10 to go. Radiker across the line, bounces to Scholl. Scholl back to the basket at the left elbow. Hands back to Bales. He lost the handle of the ball, but Scholl picks it up. Now back out to Bales. Mason dribbles left off his screen to the elbow, leans into Jaeger. Off balance, shot is short. Rebound comes all the way out to Radiker. Radiker with a reload to Bales, who thought about the three and then backs it out. He hands off to Campbell on the weave. Left side of the lane. He's looking for help. He finds Radiker on the left side, and he'll bring it out to the center circle. They reload it. Radiker against Sullivan. Off a high screen, they don't switch. Radiker drives down outside the lane on the right, into the lane, throws it to Scholz, who's still in the lane. He'll turn and shoot and miss it. And Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Carson Gould in transition. Picks up his dribble, right side to Bricker. Bricker looks inside, nothing there. He'll put on the floor, and a foul's called on Johnson. And Johnson turns and looks at Matt Casey in stunned disbelief that that's a foul. But again, they've been called for 8 fouls in the entire game, and there's 3:14 left in it. Martin in for Sullivan. Tigers down by 2. Well, they'll be inbounds. They get it to Bricker in the backcourt. He'll bounce it on this side of the line to Carson Gould. Gould will dribble from near side to far, still out by the volleyball line. Then start forward to the right elbow. Almost slipped and fell down. Gould may have twisted his ankle. He did, and they're going to stop play and check on Carson. No, they're going to call a timeout. He's about the fourth guy between the two teams that have slipped right there in that spot. We're going to keep it here. 3:01 left to play in the fourth quarter. Northridge still leading 51-49. Warsaw will play the ball in from the side after the timeout. Again, the boys don't play again until Tuesday. They go to Penn for the first time play at Penn at the newly named Al Rhodes Court at the Palace. Cannot wait to see that and see our good friends from Penn. Dwayne Lewandowski is going to do starting lineups for us. We're going to run a core down to him. It's going to be great. Can't wait. Tuesday night, that is a 6:15 JV start. So we're going at 6:10 on News Now Warsaw. And then Friday, the Goshen Redhawks come to the Tiger Den for round three of NLC play. And we'll be on the air starting at 6:10 Friday as well on News Now Warsaw. 3:01 left. Game kind of stuck with Northridge ahead 51-49. Jaeger, Martin, Finlinson, Berger, and Bricker out there now. And they are checking on Carson Gould. As a matter of fact, I believe he's on the bench. He's out there, but he's on the bench. Bricker, right side. Johnson poked that Bricker's dribble and knocked it off the inline out of bounds. And then kind of gives Bricker a shove with his left hand. Bricker will throw it in out by where the baseline intersects with a three-point arc. Bricker lobs it out where it's caught by Martin. Martin will hand back to Berger. Berger essentially is the point guard in this alignment. Berger off a high screen from Jaeger to the right elbow. Picks up his dribble, looking, still looking, lobs inside. Jaeger turns and scores. Jaeger turning to his right, puts in his third hoop. We're tied at 51 with 2:20 to go. Bales right here in front of us, off a high screen, runs in the lane. Berger gets his fourth foul. That will be the third against the Tigers this quarter. Carson Gould ran to the scores table and just kept right on going. He's got to wait till the official summons him. Now he does. Finlinson comes out with 2:22 left. Bales to throw it in just to the left of us. Gould harassing him as best he can. They throw it into Scholl down toward the baseline. Scholl spins to the baseline against Jaeger. Slips it inside to Campbell. He throws up a wild shot. That's no good. Jaeger the rebound. Quickly down court to Bricker. Bricker up the baseline. Stumbles on the baseline. Looking, kicks it out. Berger for three. Rimming. No good. Scholl the rebound for Northridge. Still tied at 51. 2 minutes left to go. Bales. Nod to Radiker. Left corner Campbell cut off by Berger, who remembers out there with four fouls. And a timeout will be taken here by Scott Radiker. It is a full 1:54 left to play in the fourth. 51-51 is the score. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. I just checked my phone during that stoppage. Jared Shaw, not on the broadcast anymore, still wanting to be part of the broadcast, says that Todd Braddock told him that story about winning the game here at Northridge, and he didn't believe it till he just heard it now. It's 100% true, and I'm still about 50-50 on whether it should have counted or not. Not because Braddock traveled, because I'm not sure if he got it off in time. But you know what? Justin Shippey said it was good, and Warsaw ran off the floor in jubilation. One of Doug Ogle's early wins. 1:54 to go. Northridge ball tied at 51 each. Radiker to play it in baseline left. In the corner to Scholl. Out to Campbell on the wing. Campbell to the center circle for Johnson. Johnson holding. Now Scholl hands back to Johnson. He thought about the long jumper. At least he looked like it. But he bet against him. 1:40 left. Radiker right in front of the Northridge bench. Looking. Still looking, now dribbles it out beyond the volleyball line, almost all the way to the center line. Martin slowly chasing him there. Radiker puts his head down, puts it up, and missed it. Rebound to Berger for the Tigers. Berger takes off. He'll dribble across the line. He's immediately trapped. Jumps a pass to Carson Gould. Gould will walk it out. Now to Berger. 1:13 left. Berger dribbles through a double team. Down to the right wing. Radiker gives him space. Now Berger dribbles it out. Jaeger got tripped up. Play goes on. Jaeger's got it. Dribbles left wing. Now he throws it out to Martin, who made a really good one-handed catch against Bales. Martin down to the left corner for Jaeger. Back out to Martin, 53 seconds. Again, Warsaw does have a timeout left. Carson Gould across the center circle to Berger near the scorer's table. Radiker is close enough for a count. Berger puts his head down and a whistle, and a blocking foul is going to be called against Radiker. His first, and Berger comes up limping. I think those two hit these, to be honest. Biden trying not to look hurt, breathing. His teammates gather him together. Sullivan checks in, but first, that's five fouls on Northridge this quarter. And with 40 seconds left, Meidenberger shoots two free throws. Either one of them would give the Tigers the lead. Berger, one dribble, then two. Spins it, shoots it. Rimming, no good. Off the back, left side of the rim, kicked off to the right. Carson Gould comes down to give him a pep talk. Sullivan in for Jaeger. Interesting a lot for the Tigers. One more coming up for the six-foot sophomore. It's in the air. It's good. It went around the rim and fell home. Tigers 52-51 leaders. Bales has it, 35 seconds left. Bales starts in, cut off by Gould. Now he'll flip it back to Radiker. No whistle. Everybody thought they heard a whistle, but play goes on, 26 seconds. Radiker, left key, drives into Sullivan. Falls, fires, hits it. It's a full timeout called by Northridge with 17.9 left. Northridge 53, Warsaw 52, back in 30 on News Now Warsaw. Well, no matter what happens in the next 17.9, this has been a great game. These are two really good teams playing at a really high level. And if they play again in that first week of March, I don't think anybody will be disappointed. Right now, though, Warsaw has the ball. And that timeout was called by Scott Radiker, which means Warsaw still has one timeout left. Northridge will not pressure. Martin, Gould, Finlinson, Sullivan, and Brooker out there for the Tigers. Gould with the ball. Here we go. 15 seconds. 14 as he gets the line. Gould leans over the right-hand dribble. Leans right. Gets it to Brooker near the center circle. 8 seconds. 7. Bounces to the corner. Sullivan back to Brooker. A head fake and a drive and a floater. It's no good. Rebound. Finlinson back up. Good! It's Carson Gould! It's Carson Gould! It's over! It's over! Carson Gould scores at the buzzer on the putback and the Tigers win! I said Finlinson because Finlinson was down there, but it was Carson Gould who stuck it in. Bricker's floater lipped out, and Carson somehow in the middle of all those guys bigger than he was puts it home. Our 10th lead change is the last one, and the Tigers win 54-53. Holy cow. Woo! 54-53, Warsaw wins it. They are back in the NLC hunt. And we're back to wrap things up with post-game coverage next on News Now Warsaw. Well, how's that to start your weekend, huh? Carson Gould on the putback as the buzzer sounded, 54-53. Warsaw wins it here in Northridge. Final scoring for the Raiders, who lose for just the second time this season, the first time in the conference, 10-2. They're now 1-1. Cam Radiker, 14 points. He was their leader. Mason Bales, 11. Brady Scholl, 11, but none in the second half. Hayden Johnson had 3 three-pointers and 9 points. Gideon Campbell, 4. James Cranston with 4. For the Tigers, who are now 7-2 and 1-1 in the conference, Drew Sullivan, 6. Meidenberger, 1. Brant Martin, 8. Luke Jaeger, 6. Carson Gould, 7, including the last two at the buzzer that put the Tigers in the winner's circle. Robbie Finlinson, who had a very, very strange game. 13 points, all in the second quarter. And Luke Bricker finished with 13, all in the first three quarters. Warsaw trailed 16-15 after one. They led it 32-29 at halftime. They were up 47-43 after three, and they win the game 54-53 despite scoring just 7 points in the final 8 minutes. We were tied at 2, 4, 6, 9, 11, 48, and 51. That's 7 times. And again, we had 10 lead changes, of which 6 of them came in the final quarter. Warsaw wins 54-53. Matt Moore is here. How's your heart doing there, pal?
I'm good.
Well, I tell you what, how fitting is it that in a game that physical, that the littlest guy on the court gets the biggest rebound and sticks it in, huh?
Man, a lot of guys probably stand and watch. Most players do, right? People questioned me 2 years ago why I started a freshman, and it just proves it, right? He's a basketball player, right? He understands what matters and plays not for him. He's on the backside. Luke takes a runner. It's a good shot. Gets a shot off. You shoot it under 5. Give yourself a chance to rebound. We rebound, and Luke and Carson does a great job of finishing the play. But
is that how you set the play up?
Well, it's for Carson and Luke in a ball screen action, and if they didn't switch it, then Luke had a drive. If they did switch it, we were going to get Carson back in a ball screen with Luke. But, again, I mean, it's just a battle. I mean, this environment was awesome. You got to give our kids a lot of credit. Robbie in the first half hitting shots big time. Carson playing through some fatigue. I thought Luke Eger's presence in his ball screen coverage tonight gave us a chance, and especially down the stretch, you know, he stuck to his guns and he made it tough, and they had to make shots. And so, you know, even though Brant maybe didn't score a trillion points, he's doing a heck of a job on Bales in the first half just to make his shots tough. Just a big time group effort. And you know, we talked about after the Wawasee game, like, you know, there are a lot of people that are gonna get off your train right now, you know. And the good thing is your back's against the wall. Like your focus, your intensity, your practice habits, they got to be locked in. And since that moment, this group has done that. And I think that's, you know, we got a lot of room to grow, but I think this group can really hang their hat on the fact that, you know, a lot of people may quit on us after that first conference loss, but we determine our future, and we want to stay in the hunt for the NLC, and we want to have a chance to win the section.
I think people would look at sections of this game and think, well, one guy did it this quarter. You know, Bricker had 7 points in the third quarter. Brant got 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. Gould makes the big shot there at the end. And they think that's a problem. But yeah, the way I look at it, it's how do you want to get beat? Because Warsaw's got 4 or 5 guys that can beat you.
Yeah, I mean, even Maiden's free throw, like, it's a big free throw, especially after you miss the first one, to come back and have the stones to hit the second one. Yeah, and we just I think a lot of it just goes to their ability to they care about each other. Coach Radiker said the same thing about his team. Like, each group is different, and this group is close. Obviously, they've been through some stuff growing up. They played together a lot, so there's a trust there that they just kind of live inside of, and that goes a long way in outcomes of things. And I'm just, you know, really happy for them and you know, really happy for Carson because, again, a lot of people who have jobs at the next level, need, if they want a winner, you got to look at 24, man. He's a winner.
Well, and to have this season for him start the way it started, wasn't making shots, was turning the ball over in the wrong times. You could see in his facial expressions he was really struggling internally, mentally. To have him make such a complete turnaround in his season, spectacular.
Yeah, I think a lot – I mean, it's his toughness. Like, you know, there's a comfortability there for him of playing with Jackson – and just being a running mate, right? Like, that was kind of one of his goals growing up as a kid. I want to play basketball with my brother. And now Jackson's removed from that equation for 2 years, and he's got to kind of figure out his own path, right? And so he's done a really good job of just kind of finding his path on his own. And these last 4 or 5 games for him have just been awesome. And it's not a stat you're going to see, but just the defensive intensity by those guys just to make things difficult. I mean, that was a slugfest, and, you know, hopefully we can see that in March sometime again.
Absolutely. Good job. Thank you. We will see you tomorrow morning. Well, actually, we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Yep, you'll hear from me. Thank
you. All right. Matt Moore of the Warsaw Tigers, winners tonight at Northridge, 54-53 at the buzzer. Postgame coverage continues with the final stats brought to you by Alderfer-Berg and next on News Now Warsaw. 54-53. Tigers win on Carson Gould's putback at the buzzer. Time for the final stats. They're brought to you by Alderfer-Berg and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen & Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Warsaw for the game, 22 of 43, 51%. 5 of 14 for three-point range, 5 out of 6 at the free throw line. Northridge shot 51%, 22 of 43. They were 4 of 11 from three-point range and 5 out of 7 at the free throw line. Rebounding edge to Warsaw, 25 to 15. Warsaw with 6 offensive rebounds. Northridge with 2 offensive rebounds. And turnovers, Warsaw with 12, Northridge with 7. Points off turnovers, Northridge 14, Warsaw 4. Second chance points, Warsaw 11, Northridge 3. Points off the bench, Northridge 13, Warsaw 7. And the points per possession, one of those quirky things, the way it works out numerically, it's a thing I don't understand. It depends on how many possessions there are in the game. But Northridge had a better points per possession, 1.10, Warsaw 1.08. Warsaw doesn't care. They have the big number where it matters on the scoreboard, 54-53. Warsaw wins. Huh. What are you supposed to play the game from Stonehenge is going to be? We'll contemplate it in the next 60 seconds. Be back with it next on News Now Warsaw. Well, sometimes the play of the game is hard to figure out. Sometimes, not as much. Tonight, not as much. The play of the game is brought to you by Stonehenge Golf Course, a championship course steeped in tradition on Pearson Road. See why people are raving about their banquet and conference room with a capacity up to 80. Reserve your holiday, wedding, or important meeting now. Warsaw had the ball, 17.9 seconds left. They got the ball in the left corner to Luke Bricker. He drove up the baseline, shot a little floating eight-footer. When he cut it loose, I thought for sure it was going in. It rolled around. It did not go. It came back off the same side that Bricker shot it on, which, as you stand at the center circle and look at the basket, would have been the left side of the basket. A Tiger grabbed it. I thought it was Finlayson because he was right there in that neighborhood. I know that the Tiger who got it, turned, shot it, made it, and it was Carson Gould, not Finlayson. So, my bad. I don't care. Finlayson was there. Gould grabbed it, calmly turned, banked it in. The buzzer sounded. The red light goes off, and Warsaw wins the game. Final score, 54-53. Gould's layup to win it is the play of the game, brought to you by Stonehenge, a championship course on Pearson Road in Warsaw. We'll come back and wrap up with scores next on News Now Warsaw. Let's give you a few scores. We'll give you the other conference scores anyway. Concord beat Goshen tonight 41-22. So that's a very low-scoring game. Northwood beat Wawasee 56-53. Mishawaka held off Plymouth 59-43. And everybody around the conference just got wind of the Warsaw score, which was the Tigers 54 and Northridge 53. So this conference is wide open once again. Northridge seems to be the favorite coming in. Northwood not quite up to snuff. Again, still trying to get themselves at full speed from football season. And Warsaw with a loss. Now, we'll update the conference standings for you in full in the morning during Tiger Talk starting at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. But the Tigers are back in the hunt. I told you at the beginning of the year I didn't think that anybody was going to go undefeated in this conference. I stand even more by that statement now. It's that this conference is that balanced. Okay, it's that good. A lot of people thought Goshen was going to have a good year, and now they are two games down in the conference. A tough conference. You have to show up every single night. And Northridge falls at home to Warsaw 54-53. Tomorrow morning, Tiger Talk starting at 9 a.m. on News Now Warsaw. And girls game tomorrow night. Girls game is at 6:15. We'll go on the air at 7:15 because we want to make sure that we're on the air when the ceremony starts to honor the 2004 team. Come early. Please be a part of that. Coach Krebs has put a lot of extra work into honoring those girls and the coaches for their accomplishment of winning 7 championships, including a semi-state, and we want you to be a part of it as well. Thanks to Steve back at the station for a job well done. I'm Roger Grossman. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. I know you enjoyed the ending. Warsaw 54, Northridge 53. Good night.